This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart, and this is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Trader Nick in the United States. How are you doing?
Hey, Johnny, I'm good, and happy holidays to you and to everybody listening.
Plenty to talk about today, and we've had the latest core PCE numbers, which of course is the Fed's favored measure of price changes. And the good news, Nick, is that inflation was more manageable than expected in November. So have these latest numbers been encouraging to markets?
Yeah, Johnny, I mean, with the holidays kind of coming and the year winding down, there was no shortage of volatility. Usually around this time, markets are pretty quiet by now. But surprisingly, this year, we went out with a bang, if you will, with the Fed meeting. But then this core PCE number today has markets moving again, with volatility very high going into the event. Inflation was hot on everybody's mind since Powell kept mentioning it in his speech. So, you know, the core PCE number came in 2.8%, a little bit less than what was forecasted. The Fed themselves forecasted 2.89%. And I want to talk about that for a second, because the Fed themselves seems to be all over the place with inflation expectations. They actually said as much. Powell mentioned that their own projections for inflation were inconsistent, a little bit off, if you will. So you're seeing this really, really strong movement in markets. The dollar went flying high. Well, today's PCE number was a little bit of a sigh of relief for that dollar strength, yields coming down a little bit off of the back of this, and of course, the dollar cooling as well against most currencies. That being said, stocks and Bitcoin found a little bit of a bounce off of this, simply because, again, inflation being so central to Jerome Powell's commentary makes it also very, very important to the market, because of course, that's what they mentioned they want to see progress in before they can really lather on any rate cuts next year, right? So markets are really looking for those rate cuts to be a thing. But the only way that's going to happen is if the Fed sees some inflation progress and a more predictable trend in inflation going back down. We've really stagnated. So this 2.8% number doesn't mean we're out of the woods just yet, but it is certainly a lot better. Had we gotten a 3% year-over-year core PCE number, that would have scared the market. At 2.8% lower than what the Fed themselves predicted is, of course, a good step in the right direction. Gold's up 1% plus today at the time of recording this. Stocks are up just shy of 1% on the day. You've got the dollar, like I said, giving back some gains. And Bitcoin, which went from 108,000 down to 92, is bouncing back here pretty aggressively, trading around 97,000. I mean, no shortage of volatility this week on that front, Johnny.
Yes, it has been a fascinating week. Of course, yesterday we spoke about the central banks and all their various decisions in terms of interest rates. I wanted to ask you, actually, what about the Santa Claus rally? Is it happening this year? Because I'm not getting much evidence of it at the moment.
Well, I would definitely say that it's being challenged, let's say that much, because, you know, December was shaping up to look really strong for the stock market, for cryptocurrency. We were seeing a lot of risk on rallies. That being said, the Powell statements definitely threw some cold water on that story. So, you know, in terms of a Santa Claus rally this year, maybe, Johnny, what we're seeing is the Santa Claus rally was pulled forward in November and early December. I mean, if we take a look at where the stock market is, we're trading at on the SPX, we're talking about 5,950. Sure, that's not 6,100 or 6,200, but you have to kind of look at the returns that risk assets have had this year. And I don't know about you, Johnny, and I don't know about the listeners, but I definitely have been pretty surprised by how much markets have really celebrated cooling inflation overall. The thematic changes that we've seen change in the last 2 years are certainly much better than where we were in 2022 with inflation rising high. So Santa Claus rally off or on, I don't know. It's a little bit tricky. On one hand, you do see stocks and cryptocurrencies bouncing back really well today off of this inflation figure. So maybe we can hold out hope for a little bit more of a upside move on those assets in the meantime. But I really think that when we talk about year in review here, what we've seen is pretty phenomenal returns in terms of risk assets. I mean, if you've been long Bitcoin this year or long stocks or looking at a lot of different yen currency pairs, there's been a really big movement in the direction of risk assets. The question, I guess, maybe is Santa Claus rally is one thing, but how do we go into 2025 with a Fed that is not super content with where inflation is? And we talk about, you know, evaluations on the stock market very, very high, and uncertainties with the incoming Donald Trump. I mean, 2025, Johnny, I think you and I have a very busy year ahead of us as commentators on this market event stuff that's coming.
Yes, we do. And we have absolutely no idea, really, do we, how markets are going to take to whatever tariffs happen. Because, you know, sometimes Donald Trump, his bark is worse than his bite. And you can never really tell how much of what he says has come true or not. There's certainly going to be some kind of movement as far as tariffs are concerned. But, you know, he loves to think of himself as the deal maker, doesn't he? The art of the deal. It may be that there'll be some sort of halfway house between what he's already said to China and the rest of the world and what actually happens.
Yeah, I think that's such a good point. I mean, when it comes to Donald Trump, his bark is louder than his bite. I mean, what we can definitely look at is his past presidential term. I mean, we have some idea of the way he behaves. His past examples are in front of us. And, you know, what were some themes of his last presidency? Well, trade wars, and certainly, of course, the COVID pandemic threw everybody, not just Trump and his team. But that's the question is, are we going to see pressure between Donald Trump and Jerome Powell? We've seen some evidence of that, though. To be honest, Johnny, I think that the last time we saw both of them speak about one another, it seemed a little bit more promising. I mean, that's another thing that I think we should just discuss briefly is this concept of Trump and Powell. Are they at each other's throats or are they going to collaborate? We actually heard Trump deny the idea that he would take Powell out. That was a recent interview that he did where he was definitely softer on that topic. So I think following up with what you said earlier, just about the idea that Trump has this tendency to be very loud, very vocal about something. And then really, when it actually comes time to make those actions, he's a lot less intense or less extreme. So in market world, the stock market, if you remember, I know I do, and maybe many of our listeners do, Donald Trump's Twitter used to be one of the most important trading or investing indicators on Wall Street. Everybody was pulling up a Twitter tab just to see what he was saying because any strong opinions from Donald Trump would get the market moving. So I don't know. I actually think that the concerns around Powell and Trump at each other's throats, I actually think that that may be a little overstated going into 2025. I actually think that they're going to find ways to collaborate. It seems like they're trying to be more cordial towards one another. Powell was also, you know, not necessarily too vocal against Trump. He seemed to have also stepped back. I wonder if maybe they had a phone call or something and just said, hey, we're on the same team now. Let's make it happen. I'm not sure. But we do know from Trump's perspective, he is a very true capitalist, Republican standard, and he wants interest rates low, right? That is a pretty standard. Most politicians do. It helps their whatever narrative they have. But Trump seems adamant about, you know, reducing taxes for businesses. He seems very adamant towards reducing regulatory oversight. And he seems very adamant about, again, lower interest rates, more liquidity, grow the economy and pay back debt later, which, of course, is controversial. As we already know, we're sitting on a ginormous national debt in the United States and many other places. But of course, the U.S. debt, any problems that could arise due to a recession or slowdown are very, very serious fears. It's one of those things we've kicked down the road for a long time. Who knows exactly what's going to happen, how much spending is really going to go down, but definitely a concern for the market is the tension that was between Powell and Trump. The question now will be, are they going to be able to collaborate and how much liquidity is the market going to see? If the market sees a lot of liquidity, especially in the form of pushing for rate cuts next year, that could weaken the dollar, that could cause the stock market to go up, but we'll have to see. There's two powerful forces here. On one side, Powell has been very adamant about not ballooning the U.S. national debt further if he can and trying to actually work sooner rather than later. We saw that in his 60 Minutes interview, if you remember that. 2024 has been no shortage of interesting events and things that have happened. And Johnny, I'm definitely looking forward to 2025 to see what happens next.
Indeed. Next week, set to be a very short working week with very little going on at all. But is there anything that you want to tell us about before you sign off?
No, I think overall, I mean, the market has seen most of its key data for the end of the year. Of course, there may be some interesting moves that happen. One thing to note for listeners is that market volatility will likely be low, although with volume also very low, weird movements can happen in the markets, right? When there's not a lot of trader activity going on, some moves can happen very sporadically or nothing at all. So I would say, you know, to listeners, have a happy holidays. Don't get too fixated on the markets the next week or so, as most people will be away from the desk.
Excellent. Have a great festive season, and we'll talk to you on the other side, Nick.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.